Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for October the 24th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we follow the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the Founding Fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you well know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. This half-hour Liberty Roundtable Live is brought to you in part by Raw Honey. Delivered directly to your door makes incredible gifts for Thanksgiving, Christmas, birthdays, Valentine's, and just because I love you. Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt. You can talk to him about all the different flavored honeys. Did you know honeys have different flavors based on, you know, where the bees hang out and all that kind of stuff? It's pretty neat. It's pretty interesting. And Raw Honey has incredible health benefits just for you and your loved ones. Raw Honey, get a hold of Kurt, the Honey Man. That's C-U-R-T at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or dial 801-669-2211. Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. All right, the recap starts now. Yesterday we talked about the tax man a-cometh. We talked about Michael Avenatti. He's running for president. And I guess while that's happening, owes millions of dollars to the IRS. I kid you not, Avenatti floating a 2020 bid for president. But court records reveal that the lawyer and his companies owe millions of dollars in unpaid taxes and judgments. How come he gets a pass, huh? Double standard? Swamp monster insider? What's the deal, huh? How come Hillary's not locked up? How come Michael's not locked up over the tax problem? How many people do we have in prison over taxes right now, huh? Michael runs around free? President Trump, in a good news piece, did sign a memorandum on Friday to provide more water to California's farmers, lifting spirits and profits for farmers. That's all great news. All right. There's a guy by the name of Antonio Sabato Jr. He's a California Make America Great Again candidate who's against socialism and open borders. Boy, do we need more of those kind of people, don't we? We also talked about a suspected explosive device found at George Soros' New York home. Stories by Reuters. Turns out the explosive was in the mailbox. All I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, is I completely, 100% disagree with George Soros. I think his funding is deplorable. It's evil. I think his agenda is violent and hostile, and I reject what he does. Big time. Big time. However, I condemn anybody that would ever put an explosive in someone's mailbox. You know what? We don't do things in America that way. Now, I know George Soros dishing out the violence from afar with his money. But ladies and gentlemen, let's hold the moral high road. Let's reject violence. Shame on whoever did this. I pray for George Soros and his family that no one gets hurt. All right? Gilligan's Island star, Dawn Wells is her name, played and Mary too, or I guess she's accepting a GoFundMe donation to help with some finances due to healthcare problems. And by the way, I don't know if you know this, but a third of GoFundMe accounts are for medical reasons. And I'm grateful that we could find a private sector charitable solution for this and keep government out of it. Aaron, anyway, there you have it. Gun owners of America and others are accusing L.A. of what they call creating yellow badges. Boy, howdy, is that true. We also talked about sued. A drag queen story hour is a big problem, but they got that going on in the government's libraries, according to WND.com. Wow. Drag queen story hour. What if we had, you know, one man, one woman marriage story hours? You think they'd let those dudes fly, huh? Hour two of Liberty Roundtable Live yesterday brought to you in part by, let's see, who should this be by? How about MEJ.com? Our buddies over at Medjugorje, doing a great job. They got they fired the last shot book available now. All kinds of unique podcasts and more. Check it out. This is the way we promote our Catholic buddies, doing a phenomenal job. MEJ.com represents a covenant community in Alabama. Check it out today. Hour two, we talked about our guest, Patty Stockman. She's former Congressman Steve Stockman's wife. And their website, defendapatriot.com. Check that out, folks. The FBI began their investigation into Steve Stockman literally the same month Steve filed a House resolution to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress. I kid you not, folks. Politically motivated as all get out. We're starting to dig into this case. Too bad the sentencing comes soon. IRS nonprofit division was partnered with the DOJ in this case. You trust that? Signatory on indictment for Steve Stockman was one, meaning an individual who is copied by Lois Lerner, on at least one email to the Department of Justice related to planning the pursuit of Tea Party and other conservative groups. Strange linkages, huh? The judge, of course, denied all of Steve Stockman's witnesses, claiming their testimonies would be irrelevant, even though they would defend the character that the prosecution continued to unjustly attack. Intent to appeal by Steve Stockman will be filed within 2 weeks of sentencing, which happens November the 7th. So time is short on this one, folks. Wow, we'll keep the eye on the ball just for you on that. By the way, we're going to have a guy from a prison reform ministry and a prison support ministry for political prisoners unfairly imprisoned. We're going to be talking to him on Saturday on the broadcast. His name is Rudy Davis. Yearofjubilee.com is his website. Check that out. That'll be on Saturday's broadcast this week. I hope Donald Trump pardons Steve Stockman, writes Joseph Farah of WND.com. And good for our buddy Joseph. We talked about a key FBI witness now says former Representative Steve Stockman is innocent. Rachel Alexander with that piece. Good for Rachel. Anyway, defendapatriot.com is the website for all that. Check it out. It was a great hour with Patty Stockman. Worried about her poor husband in jail. We believe it's all politically motivated. Remember, whenever you take on the IRS, look out. Our buddy George Hansen of yesteryear, 25 years ago, came on the radio and talked about diesel therapy and prison and abuse because he took on the IRS. Same pattern for Steve Stockman. What are we to do, says Ammon Bundy, wisely so. We got to do something about innocence in prison. There is no liberty with innocence in prison. That's the statement we put up on our website to do all we can to make a difference on this. TheFreedomCoalition.com, and I had some conversations with a good sheriff, former Sheriff Richard Mack, about this yesterday in detail. I talked to Ammon Bundy about this yesterday in detail. I talked to Rudy Davis about this in detail yesterday. We're making some movements here, folks, to try to really highlight what's going on wrong here. I talked to Ted Nugent about it, and we're going to do our very best to see if we can't move the needle on carrying forward, defending some of these political prisoners. The government's out of control. Where's the Donald when you need him most? All right, that's a recap of yesterday's broadcast that is still available on demand at libertyroundtable.com. Spread the word, tell your friends, on demand and live radio free at your fingertips. And this is the Widow's Mite Radio Network. We could use every penny to help us grow. Now, we're not begging for your money. We have day jobs. Don't feed our families. We'll do that. We're glad to work with our own hands for our own support. However, we do believe that your funding could help us grow our presence in the media. It takes a lot of money in the media. It's expensive to do great radio, to syndicate it across the country, to put together columns and radio and live and on demand and do appearances and broadcast live from places. All that stuff costs plenty of money. We're asking you to help grow our presence in the media as the new media takes center stage. LibertyRoundtable.com is for our award-winning talk show. Check it out. See if you like it. Spread the word. But we are syndicated by LibertyNewsRadio.com as well. That is Liberty Roundtable and many other incredible talk shows around the clock. Check them out today. Our buddy Jesse Lee Peterson broadcast live. Beth Schoenberg. A bunch of great people doing good things. And so spread the word about what we're doing. Would appreciate it if you would. And check it out, libertynewsradio.com, for great talk shows around the clock. Fund our efforts, folks. We're doing our very best to make a difference. All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. News the networks refused to use today starts now. Kurt Crosby with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
I think when Kurt starts the Buenos Dias thing, what he's really doing is trying to give a big old shout out to the migrants that are walking across Mexico right now. They say there's, what, 5,000 to 7,000 of them. There's reports all over the map of how many there are. And we want to talk about it because it's in the news. It's top billing in the news. We've got discussion points to bring up from a variety of news sources. The reason I've kind of held off on this story is it's hard to really get a beam on, a reality check on what's really going on down there. You know, if we had some money, we'd put investigative reporters on the scene. But again, it's all a cash versus time discussion. We have neither at our fingertips. Nevertheless, we managed to dig up a lot of details relating to this story. And the headlines that I have starts out like this, Kurt. Who really launched the caravan invasion of America? Huh? Who really launched the caravan invasion of America? We're going to drill into that, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk about what it all means, what's going on with it. And I'm telling you right now, it isn't what it seems. First off, you got to question the timing of this thing, huh? Right before the elections? Liberty Roundtable Live. I'm Sam. He's Kurt. Hard-hitting talk radio in seconds.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. You got to really question the timing of this quote. I don't know what they call it. They act like it's a peaceful caravan. That's the mainstream press's narrative. But you really got to question the timing of this thing. It literally is happening right now, right before the elections. I find that interesting indeed. But who really launched the, quote, caravan invasion of America? Now, they say, or Donald Trump says, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador were not able to do the job of stopping people from leaving their countries and coming illegally to the United States. And I guess my question is, I don't really think it's people's jobs to stop people from leaving countries. Think about that statement for a minute. What if you were stopped from leaving America by your government, Kurt? What do you think of that?
Yeah, good point, Sam.
Okay, I'm not so sure Donald ought to be worried about, you know, other countries stopping people from leaving their countries. You know, I think people should be free to go wherever they want to go. Now, when I say that, though, let's be clear, that doesn't mean you're free to break other countries' laws. So it's up to us to deal with people that might want to come to our country and to document them appropriately coming, etc. It's not up to these countries to stop their citizens from leaving, necessarily. So when you say they're not able to do the job, that's a very interesting statement. I sure hope Donald doesn't think it's his job to stop me from leaving America. Now, Trump says that he's going to cut off or reduce foreign aid to Central America. I support that completely. I don't think it ought to be tied to this immigration discussion about saying they're doing a bad job at stopping people from leaving their country. I don't think that the two relate. So I don't support Donald saying, hey, these countries need to stop their citizens from leaving. But I do agree with that we ought to not fund it ourselves. And Donald needs to realize that's the problem. When you fund people leaving their countries and coming to America illegally, and then when you provide an incredible carrot for them to come in the terms of welfare and services, wow, we're more guilty than any other country by far for this happening. Now, you've seen the images of thousands of migrants heading north to the United States of America, right? They say there's 7,000 people. They decide to start walking 2,000 miles out of the blue. You really believe that, folks? I don't. Where are they going to get the money? Now, Homeland Security rightly warns of drug cartels and their involvement or role in this caravan. So is it the drug cartels? There's evidence, believe it or not, that Americans are funding the caravan. You ask, who's saying that? Well, Donald Trump has been saying it. Yeah, how do I know? Well, if the drug cartels are involved, remember Operation Fast and Furious armed the drug cartels. Remember that? Furthermore, Americans give so much money to non-governmental organizations and to other governments via foreign aid that Judicial Watch and the team of Judicial Watch in Guatemala calls on Donald Trump to investigate. Art Moore, WND.com with the details there. So you put all that together, Kurt, and you go, hey, we're the ones that are primarily funding it, whether it be through foreign aid donations, whether it be money to non-governmental organizations, whether it be money and support and arms and training and funding and to drug cartels. You know, we're the ones guilty, and then we not only fund it, but then we provide a massive carrot when they get here of free services. And then now Donald's basically saying he's going to call the military to the border. Well, I don't know why he hasn't already done it. He says he's going to cut off foreign aid. Once again, I don't know why he hasn't already done it. But I question the timing of this thing, and I think this is a political fiasco funded by the United States primarily. Kurt, what do you say?
Well, I, you know, at least when it comes to this whole border thing, I think there's several things that are behind it. You know, this push by the insiders or the swamp monsters to basically test our whole idea of, hey, do we really stand by our laws? Do we, or do we just say, well, you know, here's some wayward souls. We'll make one more allowance. We've done it so many times, and yet, as far as I can tell, the president's saying that, hey, they're not coming in, and you know, he's ready to make sure that that doesn't happen. And yeah, I mean, it's as you said, it's pretty interesting timing. As far as I can tell, it's getting a lot more people. I don't know if you'd say just to come to the voting booth, if you will, those who are either for this kind of thing or those who are against it. You know, the early voting stuff's going on big time in different states, as far as I can see. As to who's really behind the whole thing, you just don't have this kind of thing happen just what would you say, just by, you know, by itself, and somebody's got to be funding it and all that kind of stuff. Got to be setting up those people, feeding them, and helping them move along, you know, that kind of thing, I think.
Well, yeah, and so the question is, they say that they're handing out bottles of water, and hey, how does the water just magically get there, Kurt? I mean, you just think these migrants that are, you know, poor as a church mouse and just desperately running for, you know, they say this is not about politics, this is about poverty. You know, how are these bottles of water just magically appearing so that they can just hand them out to thirsty people? I mean, how does this water get there? So I'm very concerned about it. I think it's a serious problem, but I think it's politically timed. I think the United States is primarily behind it. There's allegations that a lot of that non-government money that we spend is behind it. There's a lot of allegations that the Democratic Party is behind some of it. It wouldn't even surprise me if Donald Trump was behind it to say, hey, we're going to make immigration a big issue. What better way than create a false flag operation and have a bunch of people come and threaten our border that we can go ahead and turn back or do something with so that Donald can be the hero? I mean, I don't know. And I'm not blaming this on Trump. And I'm not telling you that I know who's behind it. What I'm telling you is there's a lot of scenarios. But the idea that the mainstream press and the government's pitching, which is, hey, this is just a spontaneous action, is completely, absolutely, utterly bogus.
Now, there's a report just out, as far as I can tell, that says there's a second migrant caravan gathering in Guatemala. So, you know.
Yeah, how does that happen? Just the second people say, I'm walking too?
Daily event, Sam.
These people can't even afford a radio, but they somehow get the word? Okay.
It's forming at the Honduran border and is expected to follow the larger caravan of more than 7,000. Towards the U.S.-Mexico border, though, that's what the Wall Street Journal reported. The remaining migrants in the first group are about 1,100 miles from the border town of Reynosa, which is across from McAllen, Texas, the paper reported. Guatemalan authorities estimated the new group, which gathered in a Guatemalan city near the border of Honduras, to be at 1,000, but the group appears to be growing. The journal, citing estimates from church-run charities and activists, reported that the group is now made up of about 2,500. So you got another batch on their way.
So, Kurt, what do you think ought to be done about this? I think Donald's on a little bit of the right track, but so far it's all talk. But I've got a little bit more bold ideas than Donald, Kurt.
You go ahead, Sam.
No, you don't want to go first, huh?
Well, I mean, what would I say?
Well, whatever you think they ought to do.
Right now, I'd rather listen to yours, and I'll throw in mine.
So here's the idea. The idea is that these countries, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, and where's the country, the second one starting, Kurt?
Let's see, you said Guatemala, Honduras,
I said three.
And El
Which
Salvador.
Did you just say that this second group is starting in? You can't go to me for it. I don't know. You're the one that had the story, right? Where did the second group start from? You just told us. Is it one of those three countries or is it a fourth country?
I thought it was. It says near the border of Honduras.
Okay, so Honduras is where. Okay, so those three countries plus Mexico are the four countries we're talking about, right?
All right.
And I'm submitting to you that if we're going to say that these people can illegally get there, and in other words, it doesn't matter what country you come from. Either you're coming from a Middle Eastern country and you're illegally in one of these three countries, or if you're from one of the countries, you're illegally in the other ones. In other words, there's illegal activity by every one of them everywhere, not even counting the United States at this point, right? And if Donald is saying that these governments, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, and Mexico, are not able to do the job of stopping people from going through their countries as an access point to the United States, well, let's talk about it.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S. 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked.
So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay, abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
All right, so the bottom line is you got these illegals everywhere, folks, 7,000 of them, plus another 2,500 groups, so let's just say literally almost 10,000 of them. In Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, according to Donald Trump, the governments are not able to stop these migrants from illegally entering their countries and using their countries as a conduit to access the United States of America. So Trump says he's going to cut off or reduce foreign aid to Central America. Now, I agree with that. I don't believe in the lies that, hey, you know, 7,000 people or 10,000 people, if you talk about the second group as well, just spontaneously decided to walk a couple of thousand miles to the United States of America through hostile is all get out territory, not only from drug cartels and violent groups and predators and slave traders and sex traffickers and the like. I don't believe these people are just doing this, okay? Now, Judicial Watch is reporting that, hey, you know what? The United States is literally funding it through non-governmental organizations and others and is asking Donald Trump to investigate evidence that Americans are funding this thing. Now, here's what I say should happen, though, Kurt. None of these countries, United States, Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, or El Salvador, so six countries, none of us should want illegal activity in our countries. And so those guys are accessing countries illegally, but I think we ought to hold the moral high road here, Kurt. And I think we ought to ask Mexico, Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador, we ought to ask these five countries for permission to enter their country legally. And then the United States could take our troops from overseas and bring them home immediately to provide backup for the troops that are here that could be deployed immediately, Kurt. And what you would do is you would drop maybe, 100 teams of three men. So 300 people or 300 troops into these countries. And you would simply have them infiltrate these caravans. And you would have them vet the bad guys from the good guys. And you would have them literally turn back those who are honest, those who are family men and et cetera, and women, and turn them back. And you would basically learn of their habits and their ways on the trail over the next several days. And you would simply break up this massive 10,000, I would submit to you, hostile immigrant force. Now, there might be some good people in it, but most likely they're not. They're asking for asylum from their own countries. They say it's not about politics, it's about poverty. Well, you don't get asylum for poverty, Kurt. So there's a conflict there. But what I'm saying to you is it wouldn't take but 300 troops, 100 teams of three men, so they could watch each other's backs and care for each other. They could be dropped in by airplane, just right in the middle of the troops. You'd see an airplane coming or a copter coming, and you'd simply drop these men and they'd say, "We're from the United States. And the bottom line is we're here to keep the peace. We're here to make sure there's no sex trafficking going on here. We're here to make sure nobody's here against their will. We're here upon permission from our partner countries. We all want peace. We don't want illegal activity." Now, you understand that if you cross this next border, you're illegally entering this country, right? Whether it be, whatever along the way, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, wherever you're from, the next country is illegal entry. And you have hostily overwhelmed the borders of multiple countries now, showing that you're aggressive and violent. Now, those of you who don't want to be part of this violent group, it's time now that you separate yourselves out immediately and show your peaceful intent. And if you have peaceful intent, then we are going to disarm you. We're going to take away your weapons. We're going to find out what you really have with you. And you could basically vet this very well and break up this caravan very easily with armed to the teeth, not very many men, because if these guys are peaceful, unarmed people, hey, three-membered, highly trained American, I don't know what you want to call them, SWAT teams, with a few others to back them up. In other words, you'd have two or three or four or five or 10 or 12 of these, scattered throughout. Hey, how many peaceful citizens can take on one of these armed teams? And why would a peaceful citizen group want to do that anyway? In other words, a peaceful citizen who's really, truly just trying to flee violence and poverty in their own country, they're not going to be hostile to our troops. They're going to welcome them for protection from the drug cartels, from the hostile desert, okay? And so I'm saying to you that any country that's willing to grant us legal permission to help them, because they're unable to do it themselves, is the story we're hearing from President Trump. If that's true, they should then say, absolutely, please come on in and help us. And we would be there upon the, quote, suggestion and then invitation to legally be there and help these countries. And any country that will not legally let us help them stop illegal activity and criminal activity in their countries as a conduit to America, then we would simply shut off foreign aid and say, we're going to consider your country hostile to the United States of America because you are acting in concert with these illegals, acting in concert with this hostile caravan that has ne'er-do-well intentions for the freest country in the world. And any country that would not grant us permission to support them and protect them and help them stop this illegal activity in their countries, Kurt, we would consider, hey, you know what? We're not giving you a penny of foreign aid anymore. We're going to basically consider you an enemy conduit, partner to these criminal gangs, to these hostile elements, 10,000 people strong that are literally violating borders and overwhelming legitimate government entities in these countries. And I submit to you, that's what Donald ought to do. We don't need a gazillion troops at the border, although I support that, to protect America. But let's just not talk about reducing foreign aid. let's literally take off the gloves and say, are you our partner in this country, whatever it be, Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador? Are you going to partner with us in this and let us peacefully help you or not? And I think they ought to basically throw down the gauntlet on this sucker, Kurt. What do you say?
Well, those sound like a lot of good ideas, Sam. You know, one of the key things I want to simply say is at least this brings up the idea of the whole foreign trade or welfare from America to other countries, which is something we have no right to be doing, as far as I can tell, by the Constitution. And then, you know, here we are, trillions of dollars in debt, and we're handing out money to somebody who, you know, I mean, it's not where we're supposed to be putting it. So I'd say just start there for sure. When it comes to, you know, how to treat or work with these other countries, it's true we ought to say, look, if you guys can't handle your own borders and you need assistance, please let us know. We're going to take care of things to protect our own citizens, our own country. If you need assistance ahead of time, let us know. If not, you know, please handle this problem.
Now, my problem is if you let these ne'er-do-wells, many of them, mixed with, quote, some good families, and I submit to you there's enough of both to legitimize the claim, I'm sure, Kurt, on both sides of the discussion. Because they're smart enough, if they're really going to build this caravan, this is not by accident, they're going to put enough family people in there to make all kinds of cases in the media. Okay, so if we let this get to our border and we just deal with it on our border alone, number one, these countries that we're giving just millions and billions of dollars to, they're not using the money to protect us or their own citizenry. And as far as I understand from the news, they're devastating every little town they go through, just overwhelming the towns, overwhelming the borders. Okay, now, if we stop them at our border, pretty soon the liberals in the media will be crying that Donald's breaking up families. You got to give these people asylum. Now they're on the border of Mexico, and Mexico can't handle it, so the United States better help feed them. And literally, well, let's just create a city on the Mexico side of the border for them. Let's fund it. And again, we'll be dragged into this quagmire of there's no winning for the Donald here. Because he'll look like the hostile hater. Man, this is the haves against the have-nots. Donald's evil. He hates families. Donald's a racist. These people are all, you know, not white. And it'll just be a fiasco every six ways from Sunday. But if you do this, you're putting these countries on notice. You're also saving the taxpayers a boatload of bucks, and you'll find out who's cooperative and who's not. And you'll be able to try to separate the good people from the bad people before they ever even get to the United States, Kurt. And there might be some legitimate people who do need asylum. Some legitimate people who do just want a better life. And you know what? Mexico is far from perfect, but it's a better life than some of these other countries. Maybe they could just stay there. You can get cooperation from some of these governments. If there's five governments involved and you get rid of the criminal element, how many people is there really to settle? And there's a lot of places they could do it without coming so far as the United States. Are we going to talk about real solutions, honorable, open-minded solutions, or not? Donald, I hope you're listening, my friend.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
So as far as I can tell, there's, what, six countries involved? And I'm just saying, why does the United States have to be the country of destination for everybody all the time? See, that's the fallacy we're accepting right now. Look, if you're a political dissident or a person seeking asylum for a better life, it's not about politics, it's about poverty, or it's, you know, not safe in this country because of drug cartels, well, then maybe you ought to investigate the United States' involvement in drug cartels. There's a history there that's rich with abuse. Nevertheless, why does the United States have to be the only country to deal with this thing, huh, Kurt? I don't understand that. Why not these other countries granting asylum and support and a better life and protection, huh?
Well, it's a great point, Sam, and it's the key point one of the key points that ought to be made by the president and everybody else. But the thing that we've got to remember is that if the president makes a good point or brings in a real solution, and the media sees that, they're not going to cover it, Sam, you know, because, frankly, they don't want to show him in a good way, in a good light. So, you know, what they're hoping to do is show him in a negative light. And that's what this is all about.
Well, he's got to bring his good ideas to the new media taking center stage that'll give him a fair shot and a fair shake and talk about his good ideas. But I just want to know, why do we got to look at all these countries and say they can't do anything except for act as a conduit? They can't stop them. They can't provide asylum for them. They can't give them a better life. Look, if you're in some of these poor, poor, poor countries, Mexico is a significant upgrade, Kurt. Now, Barack Obama agrees with me and agrees with Donald Trump on this. You don't hear this because the mainstream press won't tell you. But let's just do a flashback for a quick second, shall we? Barack Hussein Obama went and spoke in Africa, Kurt. And what he said in Africa to the Africans is this: Obama urges Africans to stay in their home countries. Stop the brain drain, is what he said. He said, hey, if you stay here and build up your own country, you know what? It'll take some time and some hard work, but we'll support you. And there could be a lot of good there. And so to these people that are in whatever the poorest country is, I don't know which, but if these people are in Honduras and they're starting this out, you know what? Why can't some of them go to El Salvador? Why can't some of them go to Guatemala? Why can't some of them go to Mexico? Why can't some of them? And why don't we create a coordinated effort between all the countries involved and say, look, we're going to vet the good guys from the bad guys. We're simply going to force the bad guys to go back to their own countries of origin so they can be dealt with by the law in their own countries that they're fleeing from. And then let's find out how to help the good people, but help them as close to home or at home as we possibly can. Even Barack Obama agreed with that. See, now where's somebody, Kurt, that can handle the talking points like I am? Where's somebody to speak out on the Trump administration to make the Barack Obama point and to shut up the liberals over this thing? But see, nobody's doing anything except for letting the crisis get bigger. Chris, Utah, you're on the radio, sir.
Yeah, gentlemen, thanks for being there for us. So I've got two questions. The first one is, when this Soros-funded caravan finally gets through into America, and don't worry, our dear president will make a very logical rationale or excuse why he will let them in, and he will let them in because he is a deep state asset. So when this happens, will people finally open their eyes and realize that we have a false flag president who is really a deep state asset? Second question, when our country starts...
Hold on. Let's have Kurt answer the first question, then I'll answer it. Kurt, you want to respond?
And the question is what was the question?
Well, when Donald Trump lets in this caravan, like he will, when will people wake up and realize he's a deep state asset?
You know, I think those like myself who basically see, all the improvements that have been put in place and still wish for better will be grateful for the good things and will be hoping for improvements. On the other hand, they'll be looking at it saying, well, you know, we sure could do better with a guy like, say, Scott Bradley or so many of the Constitution Party candidates, etc. But, you know, I guess I'm gonna still say that I'm sitting there going, hey, I'm going after Moby Dick in a rowboat and taking the tartar sauce with me. I'm grateful for the things as they are, the best we can get so far.
All right, and my answer is slightly different than Kurt's. From a Donald Trump point of view, I don't know if he's a deep state asset or not, because I can't judge his heart and his mind. But I can say this, there's no doubt the swamp is using him, or the deep state, or the global tyranny, whatever you want to call this, you know, the shadow government, whatever word you want to use for this. There's no doubt they're using Donald, and they're using all of us to some degree to do their bidding. And I believe a lot of us don't intend for that to happen. We may not realize that it's being done to us. And the more educated we are, the more we're kind of aware of this, etc. But there is, as Kurt wisely points out, a battle in our own hearts and minds to where, when do we call everybody a deep state asset versus when are people just not knowledgeable enough, or they're being used by the deep state and they're not aware, or they don't mean any harm. And I bring that up because if we use Federal Reserve notes, at some point we're aiding the deep state. Okay, if we literally go to the establishment organizations that are big business in bed with government, in other words, if we use Google, if we use Facebook, if we use the internet, hey, the internet was created by the military, folks. So at some point, we're all involved in the deep state, whether we want to be or not. And there's varying degrees of knowledge about that and or willingness to participate, etc. So it gets very complex in a hurry. But the reason that I bring that up is because this. I like to separate issues and say, I'm going to discuss a principle. And when a principle is good, then I'm going to support it. When a principle is bad, or an issue is bad, then I'm going to reject it. And so, you know, I don't know if Donald will let these people in or not. I have a feeling that some of it will resolve themselves. I think what they're really pushing for is they're going to have a throwdown discussion and change in America on immigration. And I submit to you, they'll probably grant amnesty to a lot of people. As we know, they lied when they said there was 12 million people here. There's more like 25 or 30 million illegals here. And so what they're really trying to do is force the debate, force the discussion, and change our immigration policies. I suspect some will be let in. I suspect some will be turned away and sent back to their countries of origin. I suspect we'll eventually have amnesty, and eventually we'll change our policy on this. This is a way to force the discussion to go to the mat on this discussion. Where it'll end up, I don't know, because I think it depends on how much we, the new media, take center stage in this discussion, and it depends on how open-minded we, the people, are. Are we really going to stand up and make this matter? Or are we just going to basically, go to Starbucks and get our coffee and go watch football and sports and pornography while the government hammers this out, quote, on our behalf? What are we going to do? Are we going to keep the welfare carrot going? Or are we going to shut down welfare services to illegals? And how do we find a way to support families and to support people who truly want a better life, the American dream, but yet shut down illegals and shut down the welfare system and shut down the idea that we'll be overwhelmed and our system will be bankrupt? It's a very tough discussion, but I believe there's a lot of easy answers to start with as we move forward. But I'm predicting, I don't know what Donald will do. I'm predicting, though, they're going to use this as a way to force immigration discussions. There's Kurt's answer and my answer, Chris.
Okay, very well done. So I can guarantee you that Mr. Trump will not send military forces. If he does, they'll be minimal at the most. And he will let this, for the most part, this caravan in. But here's the problem, Kurt and Sam. The American people will rationalize whatever he does that will favor the deep state.
Yeah, hurry, though. We got to get your second question in.
My second question, okay. So the people will rationalize it away. Second question is, when this country becomes more and more like those countries from which these individuals are fleeing, and I would probably do the same thing if I were in their situation, although I would appreciate the country to which I am coming, United States of America. I don't know if they necessarily appreciate as much as I do. When this country becomes more and more like that, where are they going to seek refuge then? Because we're going to have a situation where there's going to be civil war, because people will not, eventually the American people will stand up on their hind legs, and they will not stand for their country becoming more and more like the countries from which these immigrants are.
Well, the answer to your question is simple. There's nowhere to flee after that, sir. There is no place where there's so much freedom and so much protection and so much safety and so much law and order at this point. And yes, they will break down our societies, and eventually it will result in an American civil war, sir. That's predicted by prophets, and I'm convinced that's reality, and that's coming. I don't want it, but I can foresee it happening. And you see it as Antifa is allowed to run around free and continue to conduct more and more and more violence against everybody. Even peaceful people walking into restaurants are literally getting assaulted and thrown out with virtually zero accountability. Cop cars are being destroyed. Properties being vandalized. People are dying, and people are getting beat up and violently attacked in our own country. And there's really no accountability. They say the ends justify the means. So your answer is, where are they going to go for safety? The answer is nowhere. And will it eventually evolve into what you're saying? The answer is yes, sir. As long as we turn away from the commandments of God, you can expect this stuff to continue to escalate, my friend.
And we have nobody to blame but ourselves, because we continually vote for the lesser of two evils, which is like saying, well, Hillary Clinton, it would be a lot worse under Hillary Clinton. Well, I don't know if it would be or not. There may be, I'll give you this analogy, then I'll let you guys go. If Hillary Clinton would be taking our country in the wrong directions 80 miles an hour, Donald Trump is taking our country in the wrong direction 60 miles an hour.
And I think you're spot. I'll let you go with that analogy. I think you're spot on, but I'd rather have 60 miles an hour as opposed to 80 if we don't have a choice to turn the train around. Kurt, do you want to answer his last question? Where are these guys going to flee to, and will we eventually end up like their countries, and what do we do then? That's his kind of point. What do you say to that?
You know, you look at the problems we have, and yet even with all of those, you look at what people are willing to do to come to, you know, sip at the last vestiges of freedom that, you know, have maybe been on the earth for so many years. So, you know, what we've got here is worth trying to improve. That's why we work at it every day, whether it's Chris, you, or me, Sam. And we hope that, more folks will do the best we can to make America great again and to help improve the world as we do it.
Amen to that. So this hour, we've talked about immigration. We've talked about this massive caravan coming to America. What's going to happen? What are the solutions? I think I've provided some tremendous solutions to make a difference. These countries need to step up and partner with us and show they're truly involved in a peaceful intent and solution. And if they're not willing to stand boldly for that with us, then I question these countries. That's the starting point for discussion. And if we only have 10,000 people in six countries that can relate to it, hey, that isn't too much. That wouldn't overwhelm any nation if we all cooperate. Are these countries willing to cooperate? We need to basically throw down the gauntlet and find out, that's for sure. All right, so first hour we talked about immigration, the protection of the freest country on the face of the earth, a critical component of the supreme law of the land. Second hour, we're going to be talking about pro-life. This is one area that I think if we move the needle on, we can get protection from the Almighty as we obey His laws. That's where we ought to start. We'll talk about that, the efforts being made, and what we might be able to do to help in seconds. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. Donate today at libertyroundtable.com. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.